Gildan Media, a division of Recorded Books, presents Curve Benders, How Strategic Relationships Can Power Your Nonlinear Growth in the Future of Work, by David Knorr, narrated by Barry Abrams. Publisher's note: this audiobook refers to figures, lists, and tables included in the print and ebook editions of the book. Introduction. Don't doubt Waze. The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity. The fears are paper tigers. You can do anything you decide to do. You can act to change and control your life, and the procedure, the process, is its own reward. Amelia Earhart, American Aviation Pioneer. The COVID-19 pandemic illustrated how woefully underprepared we are. Attempting to predict the future is often futile. The future of work is a different game, predominantly because many variables can dramatically impact our world. If I had told you back in January 2020 that a wet market in Wuhan, China would shut down a roaring global economy and cause major industry sectors to fall into an economic crater, cause over 1 million deaths worldwide, and leave tens of millions unemployed, all in a matter of a few months, you'd be highly suspicious. No matter where you are in your personal or professional journey, you must be growing. This is your journey from now to next. It must become a journey of inquiry, exploration, and experimentation. If you are privileged to manage a team or lead an organization, inspiring others on their personal growth journey will pay significant dividends on your human capital investments. It is critical to understand that growth is made up of significant moments. Like relationships, the most memorable growth moments are fostered strongest and fastest between individuals. On this journey, collaborative relationships are an essential part of gaining new knowledge. The best version of you will often come from fundamental changes in how you engage and influence others. These are the most difficult behaviors to internalize and master. And make no mistake about it, there is a Grand Canyon-sized gap between intent and action. For example, if you want to get in shape, unfortunately, you must do more than just hear about it. Your fitness goal is a tightly integrated ecosystem of the right education, a healthy diet, and appropriate exercises, performed consistently for months. Losing weight is seldom an event. It's a lifestyle change that incentivizes you to not only get to your optimal weight, but also to keep the pounds off. It's a commitment to real and lasting change. It doesn't happen overnight, and there are no shortcuts. The same goes for staying relevant in your work. You have to get off your ass and own your personal and professional growth journey. No one is going to pull you up off the couch. Only your legs can push you up. You must become the chief architect of a blueprint for your future. If you think about any journey, you need a roadmap to get to your destination. For a physical journey, GPS has supplanted the roadmap. Career and personal journeys have no such guidance system. It's good to have a co-pilot to help you stick to the time frame, avoid hitting squirrels, and remember why you are going in the first place. You'll need resources, time, effort, and capital, and perhaps even a new skill or two to enhance the experience, if not create greater efficiency. I've lived in Atlanta since I immigrated from Iran back in 1981. I've grown up and worked in various parts of town. Uncle Ken, with whom I lived as a teenager, had a business designing and deploying air pumps at gas stations all around town. We'd drive out to hundreds of locations each week to service these machines, occasionally getting lost and relying on the fold-up, keep-in-the-glove-box maps to get around. After living in the same city for almost 40 years, I began using Waze. Waze's network effect differentiates it from Google Maps. Over 100 million active monthly users provide critical insights, ranging from potholes and other road hazards to police locations. With this pool of information, it is up to the minute on information about traffic congestions, accidents, construction, and roadblocks. With this abundance of input, many algorithms instantaneously recalculate my path and keep me on the fastest track. So although I know Atlanta intimately, Waze has made my commutes less time-consuming. Even if it takes me through an odd neighborhood, which it does, Waze knows the most efficient route. My family has committed to not doubting Waze. Waze has been transformational. And, as we'll learn later, transformational encounters always beat transactional ones. Your personal and professional growth journey will be a similar experience. You know your core competencies today, and you are inclined toward your future aspirations. You can't possibly know all the structural, political, and behavioral obstacles in your path. Beyond your professional background, your single biggest asset in that growth journey is the insights from your portfolio of authentic relationships. That's what this book is about. Curve benders are strategic relationships that will power your non-linear personal and professional growth in the future of work. Great bosses, mentors, or coaches can and do incrementally improve your performance, but curve benders do so much more. They profoundly impact both your direction and destination in life. Not everyone will have the same curve bender. Yours will be unique to your growth needs. Most business relationships offer incremental improvements in our careers, not exponential changes in our lives. Curve benders are profound relationships. They create the greatest change in you in the shortest time. They are scarce. People have impacted my career, but I can say confidentially that only a handful have provided more value than I could have anticipated for my personal and professional growth. For profit and loss P&L leaders, curve benders dramatically accelerate your path to outcomes. If you're concise in your strategic vision and prioritized pursuits, surround yourself with exceptional talent that's aligned with your value agenda, curve benders become that X factor that will set you apart from your peers. Regardless of how you're measured, they create more than a spark. They harvest hope, amplify aspirations, and deliver multiples in your efforts to create enterprise value. Curve benders are rare. They could be a coach or a mentor, or perhaps someone unexpected. Marilyn Monroe was a curve bender. In the 1950s, Ella Fitzgerald was a rising star, but racial prejudice kept her out of the biggest clubs. By happenstance, Marilyn Monroe wanted to improve her singing, and a music coach gave her one of Ella's records. Lying on her floor, Marilyn would spend hours listening to Ella's records. Marilyn went to see Ella perform in Los Angeles and reached out to her. The two quickly bonded over being orphans and their career limitations of their appearance and gender. Ella complained about being barred from bigger stages. So, Marilyn used her status. She called the managers of the Mocambo, the most prominent jazz club of the time, and told them she would be front row if and when Ella played there. Marilyn did come and brought other celebrities every night Ella performed. Ella never played at a small jazz club again. Ella was a seeker, looking for someone to help transform her path, and Marilyn was her solver. Curve benders help you achieve far greater heights than you ever imagined possible because they see the best version of you. They inspire you to push yourself beyond your perceived limitations. They encourage you to become the leader, spouse, or parent you want to become. With curve bender relationships, you can create the impact you want in all facets of your life and leave the legacy you want for your team and your loved ones. This example doesn't show all this. Marilyn didn't inspire Ella to push, and her limitations were real, not perceived. Marilyn Monroe pushed for Ella Fitzgerald. I doubt that Marilyn Monroe made Ella Fitzgerald a better leader, spouse, or parent. She made her a more successful singer. Don Peppers, the founding partner of Peppers and Rogers Group, exemplifies a curve-bender relationship with his longtime collaborator and co-author, Martha Rogers, Ph.D. "I was out giving speeches when I met Martha back in 1992, he shared in our interview. "She came up to me and asked if I was planning to write a book about the topic of my speech. If I wasn't already doing so, she said, then she wanted to write it with me," he added. They agreed, spending 3 years writing what became The One-to-One Future, Building Relationships One Customer at a Time, Currency Doubleday, 1993. The book came out, and for 6 months did well, but not spectacular. Then, two things happened. One, Tom Peters called it the Book of the Year, and George Gendron of Inc. magazine wrote, "Peters was wrong. This is not the book of the year. It's not even the book of the decade. It's one of the two or three most important business books ever written." Two, the web became more prevalent, and with it, conferences that attracted innovators and entrepreneurs. The One-to-One Future became a must-read among this group, and Don and Martha became in-demand speakers. They founded Peppers and Rogers Group to offer consulting and training services, growing the company from 10 to 150 employees in the first 3 years. It partnered with VC-backed tech companies and served as a who's who of leading firms around the world, all of which wanted to get closer to their customers and serve them better. Since 1993, Don and Martha have co-authored 10 books and 3 editions of a graduate school textbook on customer-centric competition. These books have sold over 1 million copies in 18 languages. Many believe Don and Martha to be the parents of the modern CRM sector. Martha elevated Don's gravitas, and Don helped Martha reach an executive audience beyond her academic realm. Together, they've become synonymous as the global authority on one-to-one marketing, if not customer-centric, business models. Curve benders have the power to reroute our growth journey. So, who and where are these curve benders? How do we find these magical, mystical creatures? Do they serendipitously appear in our lives, or can we become more deliberate in meeting and engaging them? A more profound question to ponder is, how do we become someone else's curve bender? By the way, certain relationships can also take you in the complete opposite direction. I call those fender benders. In the coming chapters, I'll challenge some of your assumptions and give you a personal roadmap to explore critical questions in your future with blended ways to work, live, play, and serve others. Transactions versus transformations. Jim Coulter is the co-CEO and founding partner of the private equity firm TPG Capital, which has $84 billion in assets under management. Jim was mentioned in a recent CNBC interview on growth opportunities in periods of change. The report shared that for most of Jim's career, business change had consisted of long evolutionary changes iteratively with continuous improvements. These changes were assumed to be Darwinian. The global markets today represent a new type of change where industries are forced to reinvent themselves radically. COVID-19 has reinforced that assertion. Think about how we consume music. For several decades, we played music with a physical recording. Then, after a period of pure chaos, our music consumption began to be reimagined by old and new enterprises that experimented with digital technology. These competitors created a new market, pricing models, and strategic partnerships. After the carnage of Napster, Milk Music by Samsung, and Radio, acquired by Pandora, we ended up on the other side, with Spotify as the musical juggernaut of the 21st century. Coulter refers to this phenomenon as a punctuated equilibrium moving across industries. Punctuated equilibrium is a hypothesis in evolutionary biology that highlights isolated episodes of rapid speciation between long periods of little or no change. The global pandemic brought a new kind of turmoil into the business world. To grow stronger from inevitable chaos, we need a new approach. We must approach our business relationships with an eye for transformations rather than transactions. Transactions are commonplace. Two people make a simple exchange but have no emotional investment past the trade. Transactions reinforce linear growth. However, they don't foster faster and more robust growth that you can attain with transformational relationships. If you are motivated only by transactions, you will sooner or later find yourself in a personal or professional slump. Transactions give you set plays, timeouts, unlimited substitutions, and room to coast on the field of play in many lethargic organizations and outdated industries. Transactions are omnipresent in cultures of mediocrity, where good enough will suffice. Transactions are often the decay brought on by complacency and a sense of entitlement to employees, customers, and partners. Transactions are an event focused on short-term goals, objectives, and incremental improvements as they defend the status quo. Transactions masquerade as innovation theater. Real relationships are continual. They can accelerate nonlinear growth because learning is intertwined with feelings of connection and a higher purpose. When we have transactional relationships, we just check off boxes and stay in our routines. But when we encourage transformational relationships, evolution begins. Take soccer. If you have ever watched a game, you might notice that most players rarely have the ball. The best teams have players who are constantly scanning the field. Multiple perspectives allow them to see numerous opportunities. Team-minded players can see the opposition's play developing. They are consistently motivating their teammates and putting their team in the best possible position when they get the ball. Success in these games is often predicated on extreme team cooperation, commitment to a winning culture, and severe time pressures. Passing the ball may seem transactional, but the crux of playing is teamwork. When players unite their skills and perspectives, they have a better chance of winning. Transformation is what you'll need in your journey from now to next. The commitment and a clear vision that can act as your roadmap to reach a dramatically better version of yourself. In your journey, you'll need to plant aspirational seeds for a more significant impact, influence, and reach. Transformations are a journey to play for the longer-tail horizon, driven to problem-solve through creativity, collaboration, and co-creation. Transformations thrive on meritocracy. Transformations happen when we unite ideology with real-world practicality. Like polished, professional sales leaders with analytical insights to dramatically improve their clients' conditions, or clinical professors who balance theoretical constructs with real-world application and implementation practices. Transformational relationships accept and celebrate prudent risk-taking, turn failures into creative explorations, and tear into our egos. To truly transform, you must challenge the status quo. Many business leaders have aimed for transactions to transform their significance or industry presence. Yet, transformation seldom happens. Cultural norms guide transactions. They're constructed with rules we know and are comfortable applying in traditional business metrics. Our perfect execution box will keep us stagnant. Traditional businesses are confined to organizational structures, job descriptions, pay grades, corporate ladders, performance reviews, committees, and nonstop attempts to prove just how smart we are. A transformation cannot succeed if it is derived in a transactional ecosystem with a transactional mindset. With all due respect to friends in these positions, I've long thought of many chief compliance, chief legal, chief risk, and chief financial officers as oncologists. Their role in a perfect execution box is to eradicate glimmers of creativity, risk, and potential failures. Far too many cannot accept anomalies in how they design, develop, and deliver their perfect execution boxes. New approaches toward the market are seen as cancers to accepted norms. This mentality sprouts vastly into the U.S. education system. My kids' private high school curriculum makes me cringe every time I read it. It is derived from the Georgia Department of Education's Curriculum and Instruction Guidelines, originally by the Committee of Ten established by the National Education Association back in 1892. They unanimously recommended that every subject which is taught at all in a secondary school should be taught in the same way and to the same extent to every pupil so long as he pursues it, no matter what the probable destination of the pupil may be or at what point his education is to cease. The global education ecosystem has evolved dramatically since 1892, and we now understand that epistemology is multifaceted and that not everyone learns the same way. Now, if you're designing the SpaceX Falcon 9 heavy rocket system, by all means, compliance and that perfect execution box are expected. Take a closer look at the team members and you'll uncover fascinating, highly diverse, and divergent career paths comprised of transformational learning and growth journeys. No one thought SpaceX would beat Boeing and Lockheed Martin until Elon Musk and the team at SpaceX designed rockets that not only propelled their payloads to orbit, but also landed back on Earth to be reused. That transformation took 12 years, propelling SpaceX to rarefied air in NASA's Commercial Crew Program, relying on a private contractor to design and build spacecraft to send humans to orbit. Ultimately, the SpaceX vision is to fly people to the Moon and Mars, an ambitious feat that will require the next generation of spacecraft, known as Starship. What strategic relationships will support your version of a SpaceX 12-year transformational journey? How will you muster the courage to be really bad at something first while you challenge existing business models and explore new tools and processes previously deemed unimaginable? How can you gain the stamina to explore, test, fail, and keep coming back for more? I believe your most authentic and value-based relationships can motivate you to reach previously unimaginable heights. How will you get there? The best possible times to discover curve benders in your personal and professional growth journey are a handful of points along your S-curve. I call this your refraction point, figure I.1. Back in high school physics experiments, you may recall attempting to shine light through water. The change in velocity of the light changes the light wavelengths, creating several possible boundary behaviors. Similarly, you're focused on continuous improvements toward your outcomes in your personal and professional growth journey. That's the light shining directly at something, and although essential to focus, there is no bend or flex at entry or exit. When light travels along the normal to the boundary, it changes its speed, but not its direction. Only when you change your approach will your path reveal alternative possibilities. Curve benders change our lens, and in the process, often change our angle to solve challenges and address opportunities right in front of our eyes. Curve benders are the compass of our lives that help us explore different directions. They elevate us and show us what a transformation looks like, personally and professionally. The journey toward a better you will rely on your roadmap and hitting critical points along the way. At times, you feel stuck in a rut and without any forward momentum. Sometimes the barrier may be an organizational structure. It's easy to blame external factors for problems of our own making. One of the earliest obstacles in your roadmap will be accepting a new path toward growth. Growth for many people is a linear proposition. However, the expectations around real growth will continue to increase in widely diverse ways. You'll need to connect the dots between what skills, knowledge, and behaviors you must gain and how to acquire them quickly and efficiently. As I'll discuss in subsequent chapters, the most competitive and valuable firms have mastered the challenges of dynamic market environments. New business models, maneuverability, and applied technologies will flex the organization's labor. Labor flex refers to the willingness and ability of the organization's talent to adapt to new skills and ever-changing market demands. As such, the ability to learn and relearn becomes critical in redeploying talent in every organization. The S-curve framework, used in a broad array of disciplines to represent the start, accelerated growth, and maturity of something via an S-shaped curve, can help you understand the what and the how in your growth journey. S-curves are a form of linear growth in your career ladder. I believe that what will get you to the top of the S fastest is climbing a career lattice. By crisscrossing over a chain-link path, you will ensure that you are picking up a variety of skills along the way that will enhance your overall market value. For example, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta hired the former head of supply chain at Home Depot. Last I checked, CHOA doesn't sell drills, and Home Depot is not in the healthcare business. This is how you can leverage your transferable skills to jump across industries and add new value and perspectives to an organization. These new capabilities will keep you relevant and increase your personal and professional value, and other organizations will want you. It bolsters a new pull for your personal brand. The refraction points on our personal S-curves are a direct result of a sharpened self-awareness. Research suggests that having a clear lens on who and where we really are in life helps us become more confident and creative. We make more data-driven, sound judgments, build dramatically stronger relationships, and influence others in our communication and collaboration efforts with far greater effectiveness. We are less likely to fabricate, mislead, misjudge, and blame others when we are self-aware. Beyond better leaders, we become better teammates, often leading to higher performance, execution, and results for our organizations. Other refraction opportunities can be driven by a desire to find greater purpose and meaning in one's work and life. This book's promise. For P&L leaders to remain relevant in the uncertain future, they must identify and leverage their strategic relationships to create non-linear growth opportunities. This book is your roadmap in your journey from now to next. My goal is to convey the subject matter expertise you'll need to identify, assess, and build strategic relationships in your personal S-curve. Over time and through the exponential network effect, these relationships can introduce you to potential curve benders to accelerate the trajectory of your life's path. Throughout this book, key parts of the curve bender's roadmap will define insights you'll need on your growth journey. From understanding 15 forces that will dramatically impact your future and what to do about them now, to paving your path to curve bending relationships, the curve bender's roadmap is your GPS. It will guide you to your own personal brand, accelerate your relevancy, identify curve benders as risk mitigators, and drive your continued reinvention. Although written with a prioritized context of your professional role within organizational challenges and opportunities, the uncertainties of the future extend beyond any geography, your collar's color, and your life beyond your career. The Curvebenders Roadmap will challenge you to amplify the servant.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?